everyone, welcome to another Everything Action commentary. I'm your host, Zach. Just the time we have Chris and
Hello.
Joe.
Hey, kids.
And for this commentary, we're checking out a recent addition to Netflix. I've seen it before. Chris has read like the description of it. Joe's never seen anything of it. The Red Dawn remake that came out last year. Actually, this time, basically like the exact time frame. It's like basically like 1 year anniversary of this movie that we're doing this.
What a sad anniversary.
Yeah. And that movie actually got like, it was part of that whole like MGM bankruptcy insanity where like, we have no money to put movies out. So it just got put on the shelf for like, I would say a good couple years. Because that,
like,
it was definitely...
this is right before Thor.
Definitely like a year or two before like Chris Hemsworth even got cast in Thor. So, and then it came out like 2 years after Thor or something. Or like a year after Thor. So, so just the classic 80 movie, they updated it, modernized it. Now it's North Korea instead of Russia invading.
Hometown USA.
Yeah, you got like Chris Hemsworth in there now instead of Patrick Swayze. You got like Josh Hutcherson instead of C. Thomas Howell, maybe? I don't know. I was trying to figure out like who the equivalents are. Maybe we can figure that out as we go along, but I think Josh Peck is definitely Charlie Sheen.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have like Adrian Palicki and then some other girl. It's like the Jennifer Grey and Leah Thompson characters. And then Jeffrey Dean Morgan instead of Powers Booth. So, I don't know, let's get right into it, guys. So we're all paused right after the Film District logo, which is the first studio logo you'll see. It's the you fly through a city and stuff, and there's insanity happening. As soon as that is gone, pause the movie. And then it should be a black screen, and it should be around, like, 17, 18 seconds into the movie. We're all watching on Netflix, because obviously you just got it to Netflix. I think it's on pretty much everything else, too, like Amazon, or you can just rent it or something. So, so we'll give you a countdown, we'll get started, and we'll get right into this thing. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Ooh, this is epic.
It's so modern.
Look at that, trillions.
Oh, Italy.
Hashtag economic crisis, guys.
I always love these, like, generic code and
I always
geographical
and like
things.
These, like, news footage has nothing to do with anything. There's
just like a lady cooking. There's a picture of like a puppy crying. Just...
News happening, things occurring.
USA, USA.
Oh, Kim Jong-un.
Now, do you think they killed Kim Jong-un for the plot for Red Dawn, or do you think...
in the alternate history that is Red Dawn.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's just really good viral marketing.
Ultranationals, guys.
These are all buzzwords in a war game.
In case you couldn't figure it out, like, this is basically, like, someone wanted to make a Call of Duty game, and they could, or, like, a Call of Duty movie, and they couldn't get, like, the rights to Call of Duty, so they're like, well, Red Dawn's sitting there, no one's using it, let's just use that. You guys following this so far?
Sort of, just...
Yeah, guns... Obama,
North
wars,
Korea,
stars,
Korea, Hillary.
Based on the motion picture, Red Dawn.
If by based on you mean a fucking remake of, then yes, it is based on.
It's also based on actual events.
What would Jesus do?
What does North Korea want?
Gundam style.
I like how, like, in reality, like, they spent half their money on, like, a Godzilla movie. So, like, North Korea has, like, no money.
Yeah, it's been a hard time for Thor. Coming back from the Dark World.
Yeah, since then, he just kind of sits in his car and whacks it at high school football games.
Meanwhile, in Friday Night Lights.
In some bizarre alternate universe where Josh Peck is a football star. Rudy, Rudy.
The entire town's come out.
Hello, only officer in town.
That's clearly like a 30-year-old man.
Yeah. Stop showboating!
Yeah, he's 40, so... It's a little bit weird.
Don't be a Tom Brady!
Real men don't kick field goals.
Shut up, PETA!
Yeah.
No school has a podcast.
And the Wolverines still suck.
After fighting back the Russians, they came back together to lose this football game.
It's abundantly clear that they should have practiced harder.
It's not really Josh Peck's fault, it's the freaking kicker now.
Good game, sir. Want to buy us some beer?
Yeah, why isn't the kicker, like, not depressed? Like, he's the one at fault. Everything was on him.
Well, I'll never trust a girl that drives a Mustang. Rude. Because I just found out you're 35. Oh my god, he looks like a spastic retard when he did that. Yeah. Did you see that?
Give me
like,
a kiss.
Yeah, you give ums. You give umnums. I want umnums. Yeah, Josh, take the numnums.
Asgard.
Never forget the Rainbow Bridge. So good men die.
I am dull.
This is good, another. When we return to girls that want dick. No, your uncle raped me several times.
You called it camping, I called it something else.
Oh, he pitched a tent.
Thanks for bringing up bad memories.
She's dead!
Anyway, so now that the counseling's over...
She got killed by a bear in her last camping trip.
She got killed by a North Korean.
You were actually there for that.
Is this like a Fridays or? Like,
good thing there's like no ID checks at this Fridays.
Yeah, like, is this like a town bar? Because like a high schooler just came
it's like
in.
Like a Fuddruckers.
Yeah. Is that Bow Wow? What's up, Hunger Games? Ew, that was a cheese fry kiss.
Attention! Josh? I like to announce Wolverine's loss, and we can all blame Josh.
Steal the kegs!
Hey, Chris, this is like the time that we were at Tavern on the Lake, and they had the blackout, and we got like 8 beers for free.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was a rough night.
Who cares about news?
He has the weirdest faces and needs to stop. Okay.
That's my failure for son as a football player and as a man.
Here we go, round up some drunks.
So people, like, it's a blackout and people are just instantly going to be, like, rioting in this town.
I think you should have said that, like, before. You know, it's been, like, hours since the game's over.
It's like, after I drove away disappointed, I thought about it for a couple hours, and you did a pretty good game.
I had to get away to think.
Just had to go cruise.
This movie brought to you by Rolling Rock. It's what Americans drink.
Don't slam the door. You're a grown man, you should know that. He's got an Asgard snow globe.
Yeah.
I think it might be Seattle.
That's... It looks like Asgard.
Loki!
Brother.
If you think about it, both Loki and Thor had brunette and blonde hair like that.
Yeah, this is like the less interesting alternate universe of Thor.
They're mortals.
Yeah. Where it's like Thor's still pretty cool, but he's kind of a skeezy douchebag, and then
Loki's just,
his brother Loki is still just as unlikable.
Oh dear God.
Just like Samsung. In my games.
Bro, this is like Modern Warfare 2.
I hope it's puppies.
Man, that explosion was so realistic. Oh, wait, no. I just have to go to my truck and get some army stuff.
Emma? Emma?
We have to find Jane.
Time to open the bridge.
All I hear is Radio Gaga.
You should know, you're in the Marines.
Yeah. Dad, it appears to be raining mushrooms.
What?
What?
Can you use a better phrase, Dad?
Yeah, I'll follow you, Father. Wow, look at these resilient Korean soldiers that just hit the ground and die. Oh no, one lived.
He's ultra-national.
Oh, another
ultra-nationalists.
Yeah, these are just very enthusiastic farmers. They're not even soldiers.
Oh!
Derp.
Can you imagine your, like, insurance, like, claim is like, I hit a North Korean, like, paratrooping in my neighborhood?
I'm sorry, we only cover infantry, not paratroopers. Just like we practiced, Thor. I mean, son.
All those North Korean invasion drills we did.
Now,
I really hope
it wasn't the Italians, it was the North Koreans.
I really hope there's like a football related thing later where it's like, oh, I gotta make the big play.
It's like Flash Gordon where it's just like North Koreans have like grenade shaped like footballs.
Now this is an awful lot of property damage for no reason.
Yeah, the weird part is they know this neighborhood, yet they still fuck up like this.
I've been here like 5 years.
Wow, that was a surprisingly mellow Korean infantryman.
Yeah. Oh, it's that Bond villain.
Before we turn into a British guy.
Oh, this was apparently our clubhouse where all of our friends live.
Every other character lives on this street except for them.
The mayor? Bro, which way is Wendy's?
Stay in her ass, man!
Wait, who?
So these are just, like, other characters that just follow them?
I think it's, like, in a... You know how in Twilight there are, like, 30 vampires, but only 4 of them speak? I think that's kind of what it's like. Where it's like, oh, these are also local kids.
We need people to be able to... We need to be able to kill some people, so...
You're what we call a fluff character.
Damn you, Bond!
Ford Tough!
Oh, Jesus!
Man, this is a really dark version of Mario Kart. You hit me.
Did you just throw a kid through my windshield?
That kid was a dick.
My question is, like, why this is, like, they so adamant to stop this one group,
why are they taking
you know?
Over this, like, small town in America?
Drago!
That doesn't really look too bad from up here. Looks like there's a fire in town. It doesn't really look like there's a full-scale invasion. Meanwhile, in the Evil Dead...
Meanwhile, in cabin in the woods.
Yeah. We're just gonna hide out in this cabin in the woods. What are we gonna do?
I don't know, I just need some Odin sleep.
Who the fuck are all these people?
Okay, all these, like, cliche stereotypes are coming out of their cars.
Shut up, prep.
You fucking nerd.
I am suicide-y. I'm...
I'm the token goth girl. Actually, I'm a fat goth girl, so you could call me a girth. Shut up, Hunger Games.
Foot, a bow, an arrow. Maybe some cake makeup.
Do me a favor. Find a helmet with some wings on it and a big red velvety cape.
And a hammer that only I can lift.
Where the hell is this chainmail?
It's like, Jed, are you okay? BB gun. Okay, yep.
They're definitely in Unknown Henson's house right now.
Just like,
his, like, trailer.
Guns and ammo just laying around.
Guns and liquor bottles.
Where's the person who owns this, like, RV?
I think it's... They're, like... It's Jed and his brother's... Like, it's their dad's cabin. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, we'll throw these old sentimental letters at them.
Like this cult 1911 from like World War II. Don't move for the next 2 hours.
All right, Token, you stay right there.
Yeah, no news.
Call it, because it's definitely not a trap. My dad's going to be so mad I took the car.
How is, like, I kind of get, like, why the media is kind of, like, lying about it, but why isn't, like, the next hour just the military, like, coming in?
Because North Korea is a superpower, Chris. They destroyed us with their ultra-nationalists.
Yeah, but, like, you figure the state, like, militia reform, like, the National Guard?
I'm gonna need you to take that Dinosaur Jr. shirt off, like, I'm...
Bro, it's my favorite shirt, bro! Got to marine these guys.
Well, that only took 10 minutes. Oh, it's just landscapers.
Shut up, Prep.
Who are you?
Who invited this guy?
I didn't ask. What?
Let's solve that.
Law of the jungle.
You guys
suck.
I'm gonna see if there's Jenga or something in here.
I'm going to use a Ouija board and you're all going to be really scared. Oh, good. A car full of black friends. This ought to really scare off the North Koreans.
Hey, not Leah Thompson.
Hey, local bar skank.
How did you have time to put on makeup to come here?
God damn it, Thor, you're getting soft.
We're going to repopulate you.
We're all going to knit friendship bracelets. Good, sleeping on each other will make us easier to kill. Huh, well... not to point blame here, but who was watching to make sure that nobody came in and, like, fucked them to death in the middle of the night?
It's also pretty good that he didn't, you know, Pete didn't take all the weapons.
Yeah, or, like, slit his throat in a, like, revenge thing. Man, goddamn, gotta give it to those efficient North Koreans.
What's it been, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, man, it's been like a solid 3 hours, and they're already like
a prison set up,
fixing the economy and shit.
They're actually improving like the landscape.
Yeah, people have
building libraries.
Yeah, it's a labor camp, but you know what? Everyone's employed.
Yeah. It's like when Dr. Doom took over Laveria.
Yeah, man. Shit. Nope. You never hear people talking about the terrible Latverian economy.
Fucking Pete!
Oh, goddamn. God, such an angry walk. That's gonna be my ringtone. Son of a bitch, it's Pete.
We have Steve Harvey.
Come up.
Is that Gordon from Sesame Street? Where's Elmo?
Give us what you want.
Billy Joel? Oh. Never mind. Yeah, boy.
Now, we don't know what a prefect is, since that's not an American thing.
Apparently that's some sort of Asian thing. I'm not entirely sure. I think it means, like, t-shirt or something.
He's the High Defense Secretary Consulate Major General person.
He is second most beautiful grand leader.
He's like a secretary who also carries a gun.
High exalted godson general.
I'm pretty sure he's a notary public, if anyone's interested.
Like to come, like, meet my Korean wife?
Son, this is for sure not a trap.
They want to know the way to Sesame Street.
He sounds like the Pete Holmes Batman a little bit. He talks. You don't move.
Trying to like disguise his Australian accent.
Yeah, and trying to not sound like Thor. Ford Tough, America.
No, America.
Except for Jake. He didn't throw the ball right.
Jake, even though you lost your game, well, I do have another son who I'm proud of, so. And a little sexy.
Even though...
Well, that's a terrible thing to wish
on
your
son. Even though you're all high school kids with no experience.
Even though you can't even throw a fucking football straight. And G.I. Joe over there. Yep, see, now that is efficiency. What are you going to do, huh? What are you going to do? Let him tackle you?
He didn't even get to do like an avenge me!
Yeah, really. And that Colonel Chi is a real motherfucker.
That reverse British surgery is pretty pisses you off, kind of.
My God, it's like they shot all the blood out of his head.
So it just takes Steve Harvey?
Burn it to the ground.
So, see, Harvey got to live?
I guess.
I hope so. I'm a fan of his. Meanwhile, in Swamp Thing. You know, it's weird. You'd think I'd be a lot more sad about the death of my father.
He wasn't his real father, though.
Oh, right.
Guys, do you hear something?
You guys see that helicopter we couldn't afford to show?
My army training tells me that there's a helicopter nearby.
It's like looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Oh, stop acting.
This is my serious voice.
It chose to die like a pig. I'm so confused.
See ya.
This fucking sucks. I'm leaving.
You guys speak English?
Oh,
you guys speak?
You're not just a hot blood Latina?
I'm gonna fight.
For my right.
We're gonna have to avenge them. Like some kind of... Some kind of Avengers, I don't know.
Wait, so
let's
like...
Let's all assemble.
Has Chris Hemsworth's character been in war before?
He's
or
a Marine.
He's just trained. Yeah, but is he like a veteran?
I think he came back from like Iraq or something.
Okay.
Or Afghanistan.
Yeah, see, I thought he like completed basic and that was it. And he was like, oh, I'm ready.
No, I was too unstable. I couldn't stop crying.
That looks real.
Yeah, but what is he talking about?
You guys are...
All right, yeah, you just pantomime this gun.
You guys got to earn the right to get a gun.
Way to give away your position.
Way to waste food.
Hey, man, made me drop my jelly beans.
I'm assuming that Chris Hemsworth like cut his hand open so they could practice that first aid.
So he just did like a few karate like twirls and he cut them on purpose.
Wait, so this is their training montage? Yeah. Really?
I kind of was just like
an exchange for sex.
Like a gun dealer, like a gun smuggler in town.
Just already waiting, like, oh, awesome.
I was waiting for
this. Is open.
What? Study their tactics. They're a giant fucking army.
There's a lot of... It's like, and, his notes and, are like, there's a lot of guys.
Yeah, they have so many men. Here's a question for you, though. And I don't know, maybe they've addressed this, but where's, you know, the entire U.S. Army?
Yeah, that's what I asked. Yeah. Like, where... This is like week two of this weird training. You know?
Yeah, because this is like a hell of a stand-down order.
Good job. You guys get real guns now.
That was a fun 2 days. Like...
Yeah. You guys, this has been a really fun afternoon.
Good team-building exercise, guys.
So my question is, they could have just left and then came back with more support. Like, official support.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they could have maybe gone to our allies up north, you know, Canada, and been like, hey, some shit... I don't know if you're aware, but we've been invaded...
Well, it's a shame, eh?
Yeah, eh?
We got some bacon. I don't know.
Listen, we'd provide you some support, but they're still rioting in Vancouver, eh?
There's a Maple Leafs game going on tonight. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow night.
It's a national holiday. Yeah, they would never chase you. They would just shoot you. Yeah, get it. All right, guys, four down.
Wolverines?
48,000 to go.
Take their boots. Are you kidding me? You need
yeah.
You need shoes badly.
Stop being such a pussy, PETA.
Take your dick out. What? Take your dick out and take a picture with him. This is what we call an Iraqi family portrait.
Oh.
All right. Everyone wave while we're pissing on them.
They're getting, like North Korean corpse selfies.
These are the worst teammates. Eh, tramp stamp.
Let's go.
Okay, this is fun and all.
It's just contemplating nature.
Oh, okay. I guess that scene's over.
You just killed a North Korean man, and now you're having emotional trouble killing a deer.
Hey, it'd be really funny if this bullet went through this deer and hit a small kid.
Yes.
And then a sheriff came by and was like, oh no, my boy. Jaeger.
Wait, it's a tradition?
Yeah, Jaeger. It's Jaeger shots.
No, Jaeger shots are Jaeger shots. This is like a cruel joke, making this guy drink deer blood.
I petered it.
Tastes like my jizz, because I jizzed in it, totally did.
We gave you a pathogen.
You two are really weird.
And clearly not related at all.
You guys have the same mom? No? Okay.
Well, my mom's Freya. Freya.
Freya.
Yeah. And my mom's a frost giant.
You're about to know, boy.
Can they not give him, like, the dopiest looking hat?
You look like you're a South Park character. It makes me laugh.
I call you Floppy.
Why is this the only squad in this town that's willing to fight?
We will be known as the Razor Ramones.
Because, like, in the original Red Dawn, like, everyone was pretty much rounded up besides, like, this one group. This seems like they're able to just do, like, anything, you know? Like, anyone in the quarantine zone.
Cowabunga! Well, we created one heck of a distraction.
Fuck Korea.
like, that's enough, John Mayer. It's like
Margaret Cho.
They should put a giant T in their front yard.
Nah.
Why is everything blowing up?
That was the movie's one big explosion.
Yeah. Goddamn North Korean technology.
Fucking Mongolians. Oh, they spelled Wolverines wrong.
You know, so far their little raids are working, like, really efficiently. Yeah. You know? It's like every day they wake up and just, like, do something different. It's like, oh, let's just pee in their coffee. Like, let's tank their food supply.
And, like, they have no, like, North Koreans can't do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking pee.
The bird.
Pete deserved that.
Yeah, but he didn't deserve that blatant disrespect. That was kind of, that was a little extreme for me. I mean, it's a good thing they're fighting a tacticless army of North Koreans.
Yeah, just
who have never engaged in like war exercises.
They were the security for the Godzilla movie that they made.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus Christ! No.
This is disgusting.
It kind of is, yeah.
Fill this bag with delicious sandwiches.
I gotta fill this bucket full of delicious Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that'll hydrate you. From the new states of North Korea.
It was like the most disgusting Subway sandwich I've ever seen.
Yeah, oh my god. And they only ate like half of it and then threw it back into that slot
bag. They're trying to make like a commercial for Subway, they have failed.
They have failed miserably.
Because this seems like the worst like Subway, when you're evading North Koreans.
Well, that's like the Hunger Games promotion they have going on now, where it's like, oh, Subway.
Yeah. It's like,
eat at Subway, and you'll have to make a terrible life-ending choice.
Are you starving to death? Subway's a good choice, I guess.
Sacrifice yourself for others and go to Subway.
It's something ironic where the Hunger Games is sponsored by Subway.
Hey, go to Subway. Maybe kill a friend.
Has North Korea...
Remember.
Has North Korea stolen all of the food and there's no food left?
It's like, Subway is not making great movie endorsement choices. You know, like, McDonald's is in everything. I mean, they have, like, the Batman Forever promotion, like, back in the day, all that stuff. This was the fucking Red Dawn remake and the Hunger Games sequel, which, it's a huge movie, but it's not a great message for, like, driving business to you.
Subway, when you absolutely have to because you're going to die of starvation.
Subway, every man for himself. Yeah. Oh my god, a co-mingled prison? What's this world coming to?
I suspect my brother's doing something stupid.
You've been to the Frost World, haven't you?
I stepped in duty. You brought doo-doo into the camp.
Shouldn't you be, like, recruiting more people?
Probably. Yeah, man.
You know, like, they're doing so well, they're only lacking is, like, an army.
Yeah,
you know?
Hit him. It would be great if he got million-dollar babied, and then this movie just turned into him, like, taking care of his crippled brother.
What? You steal his cell phone?
I stole his minutes. It's like chowing the toilet.
Okay, yep.
Still behind a fence with all these guards.
And then we start pantsing them left and right. We'll be very embarrassed. Who's giving this speech?
Yeah, it's not the mayor. Do-do-do-do-do, not putting a bomb in a car.
No one saw this. No one's seeing this at all.
There's not a string coming out of my pocket.
This is the most elaborate,
It's like 3 people have set this bomb up.
My question is why, like, how patiently these, like, captives are just listening, you know? They're not just, like, upset. Like, hey, you invaded our city.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, man, we lived through Sandy. Like, we got to see the worst of people, you know? After a few hours of no power. This is ridiculous. No one would be this well-behaved.
Yeah.
Well, what if we got offered you guys free Subway?
Ooh. Is Van Damme with him?
It looks like Van Damme.
Doppelganger.
He's like, hey, I just want to say I don't know how I got here. I thought this was autograph signing. Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. You sold us out, Steve Harvey.
Alright, just gotta
ice this motherfucker.
Shoot my dad, okay?
Just line up this shot. Yep, that is my father.
I always hated Family Feud.
It's a school bus full of orphans.
Oh, God. Josh Peck's going to do something stupid again. You're not thinking...
Speaking of Hold Your Fire.
Hi, Van Damme.
Colonel Guile, right this way. Oh?
Give him the bird!
Nobody saw these MGers setting up? Steve Harvey's, what the fuck? These crazy white folk Wolverines. I want num-nums! Oh, your sweet num-nums.
Why aren't people just getting off the goddamn bus? Okay, that's...
But, yeah, but don't free anyone else, you know, because...
Oh, every time he acts, it kills me. He's, like, squeezing her face and yelling at her.
It's like, serious voice. Oh, man! This is so serious. Carlos, no!
I'll never forget you, Estevez. Excuse me.
I should have done this, like, as soon as I shot the driver, but yeah. Whatever.
Derp.
Thank God there's a dumpster full of styrofoam.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, Thor sees you. Again, the North Koreans are, like, laughable how, like, easy it is to ambush them.
Especially when it's, like, dumb kids.
Yeah,
it's like
really.
Suburban
yeah.
kids and
snotty
like
high schoolers.
1 week of gun training.
I knew all those years of Call of Duty would pay off, bro.
I like how Pina gets bitch seat.
So we're just gonna leave everyone else on the bus? Okay.
Derp. Quick, into this hipster haven.
It's garbage, can't you do it?
Ugh!
That'll distract them. I heard there's a garbage can over here, guys. Look, it's a garbage can!
We'd like to buy some wigs. Yes, do you have any shoe polish? We need to do blackface.
No.
It's the only way, ma'am. Get the fuck out of my store.
That'll be 20 bucks, what?
That was not as fun as that Macklemore song made it seem.
You know, for a town that's, like, under siege, like, people are able to freely drive and, like, go to Subway and go to thrift shops and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that bad, I have to say. Owie.
From the glacier?
Yeah. From our local artisanal art supply of ice. Loki.
That's what that noise was. But look who we got instead.
All right, but I also have my girlfriend here now. Well, just awkwardly walk away with your hands in your pockets.
Ah, Russians.
Ultra-nationalists.
Not now, Forrest Whitaker.
Maybe we should have recruited earlier in this plan, besides waiting.
No, not the thrift store.
How do they know? Oh, because she didn't, like, throw out her garbage properly.
Someone traded that to me for a Walkman.
Yeah, Whoopi.
Wolverines, I guess.
I did like how the town came together to watch his execution.
Yeah.
It's like, everyone gather around. Gather around.
Come on,
why,
Flapper.
Why'd they give, like, Josh Hutcherson, like, an SAW?
Yeah, he seems like he weighs as
like he'd be
an SAW.
On his ass right now, probably.
It probably dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah.
Finally, townspeople are doing something.
What?
You said
we're doing things, yeah!
Are you my grandson? Well, we don't let them know exactly where you are.
Obligatory reference to the original!
Well, that's good. Hopefully North Korea just doesn't challenge him to a football game, because then they have no chance.
That should be, like, the final thing, like, it's like Space Jam, it's like...
You play for your freedom in a game of American football today. Just ever since I banished my brother from Asgard.
That was a very dismissive salute.
Yeah, North Korea best...
He's like, yeah, yeah.
North Korea, best Korea, whatever. I'm going to use my crazy plane and power glove to kill them. I have a plan where I'm going to turn myself into a British Richard Branson and then and then build an ice hotel and lure them there.
It worked one time for a little
yeah.
bit.
We've been building a Voltron for 3 months now. We will find them.
Probably not.
Again. <Yeah. Ian.
laughs> For your Oscar consideration.
Two things. One, you have a girl's name. Two, you will respect me.
So when do they fight on the Rainbow Road?
Oh, someone's going to have to smash a Rainbow Bridge pretty
yeah.
soon, that's all.
Don't worry, he'll get the Tesseract.
It's like...
yeah, when is Nick Fury going to come and tell them what
yeah.
to do? Because this is not great. Come on, Bow Wow. Come up with something.
Oh, yeah, that girl you saved, and now you're seeing her again?
Aw, Snuggles.
I just want to see, like, everyone else just, like, hate her, because it's like, we got her, Greg.
The poor man's Emma
yeah.
Watson.
Because, like, that guy knew how to
yeah.
shoot a little bit, like, was trained, now they gotta do it all over again with her. Hey, I'm not sorry. Bye.
What?
Did they record a song or something? Like, this is the Wolverines theme, as performed by the Wolverines.
It's Candle in the Window, which makes it seem like it's like Candle in the Wind, but they couldn't get right. Yeah,
like a candle in the wind. They should have picked a more badass song, like, do like Angel of Death by Slayer, like something that'll instill fear, not have them get all sad when they hear it. Like, oh, those Wolverines are so misunderstood.
Right, let's play a song we could drop your guard.
Yeah. They should do a song that's, like, so, like, undeniably, like, it just gets everyone excited, like Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Like, everyone just starts getting happy and singing along. And then you could just do shit in the background, like steal whatever supplies you need, build bombs.
More, like, ambushing.
Oh, Thor. You're not like us Earthlings.
I gotta tell you, there's a girl named Jane Foster. She's like an astrophysicist.
It's Hawkeye.
It's Jane. She knows.
There's CG explosions happening. Oh, Jesus.
Secondary characters!
Damn it, Erica! See what happens?
I know, she's showing up and everything's going wrong.
She's the kiss of death.
She's the Yoko Ono of this, like, rubble group.
They're gonna break up.
Oh man, what about the band?
Used to be about the killing, man. Used to be about the killing. Jesus, they do nuke Prince. It?
Now it looks like the lush forests of North Korea.
God damn it, Hunger Games.
Yeah, he was a bitch in that movie, too.
He Josh Hutcherson always needs, like, someone to, like, protect him.
Carry him.
Like, in, like, the Journey to, like, the, like, whatever, Journey to Center Earth, or, like,
Journey
to like, The Rock, or, like, Brendan Fraser.
It's cool that his, like, hero companions are, like, rotating, you know? It's just, like, sometimes you get Brendan Fraser, sometimes you get The Rock. This time you get Chris Hemsworth. And then one time you got Jennifer Lawrence.
Just try to get some sleep.
I went to the Joshua Peck School of Acting.
Bro.
Just try to get some sleep.
It's so serious out here, like, bro.
He's like the redheaded detective from South Park.
So good. You're a good cop.
Did you just call him a turd?
You're a fucking turd, Thor. I got more powers than you.
Oh, Tell me what to do, Odin.
Father!
I'm young.
She pooping? No.
Just squeezing one out. It's rude to watch a lady poop.
Because the ghosts.
Well, they're not North Korean, so that,
yeah. That's...
Except for that guy.
I'm the Asian operative in every team unit.
Isn't he in Thor?
Yep.
Isn't he Hogan?
Possibly Bleed as well, I think. Oh, yeah, where the fuck were you guys when they all started parachuting in like raindrops, you sons of bitches? You guys were too busy cornholing Pakistani dudes.
We had to waterboard like 50 dudes.
We were too busy taking selfies in Guantanamo.
Man, life is just a joke, isn't it, guys?
It's apparently some sort of dubstep gun.
What about South Korea?
They're too busy playing StarCraft.
Except they're not doing anything yet.
Where are you from?
He's like from like Alabama or something.
He's like the stereotypical like Asian cowboy who like is trying to be American. Howdy, partner.
Well, that guy was from Captain America.
No, I know, I'm just saying. A computer? Yes, I've seen them use a laptop.
Bought it on eBay.
It's very advanced. I think it might be a Mac.
By stealing their radio?
By stealing their laptop and looking at their porn.
If we take over their Facebook page, we can send a message to unfriend all of his friends.
We're gonna set their status to fucking a dude.
We're gonna put like a bunch of like fuck yeah America posts on his board.
We're gonna change all their relationship statuses to complicated. Get them in big trouble with their wives.
Kim Jong-un is gonna be like unfriended.
See, that's what I like about the original, was that it didn't have social media, internet, like, communication shit. It just was, they're here, you know?
And it was also, like, way more, like, grim And, like, they actually, they were, like, struggling, and, like, these guys are just, like, we trained for, like, 2 weeks, now we're, like, super soldiers.
We're massacring everyone in the city. I think originally they just fought on, like, on the outskirts, right?
Yeah, they just kept, like...
There was a few things in the city, but it wasn't, like, all-out, like, guerrilla radio like this is,
they had, like,
you know?
A shitload of C4.
Asgard!
With the lone dog barking in the background.
Why don't you guys take the stairs?
Or use some rope.
Where are the other two Warriors 3?
You scream like a little bitch.
Yeah, Father Maya.
It'd be great if you saw Thor was like, do me a favor, just give my brother a task. He's simple. Yeah.
What?
North Koreans fraternizing with each other.
They're very trusting people.
Well, it's nice to know they have downtime, you know?
Hello?
What the hell is a motard?
I think it's a derogatory slang term for motards? I don't know.
Mobile?
Maybe it's a made-up word because it's a PG-13 movie.
Could be.
We can't call people fuckers, so. It's like when, like, they figured out how you start calling everyone jerk-offs.
Yeah. Like, do they forget they're in the police station or something?
A good day to die hard. Yippee-ki-yay?
I'm not a Marine, though.
Oh, Wolverine.
What?
I knew, like, that one, like, office worker guy was, like, suspicious.
Wait, hello? Hello? Gary? This is our torrent room.
Who's with the electricity over here?
I feel like this would have been a much shorter movie if this had happened to the Expendables.
Oh my god. Tactical strolling.
Huh.
Don't do anything about Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, just run away. And she's like a military woman, too, and the first thing she did was scream. You figured maybe it'd be easier to, like, have one person be in another building, yeah. And...
Also, when did they have time to, like, train Erica to, like, fire a rocket launcher?
Okay, at least, like, there's some training. They look kind of tactical. Like, some moments are.
COD multiplayer, bro.
Josh Peck, action star. Yeah.
All right, well, we gave it our best shot.
Duh.
Josh Peck's last stand.
Hopefully it was better than his football game.
Mm.
What we're going to do now is get a kicker, and he's going to miss the 10-yard line. That's very convenient that chair becomes a shield.
Yeah. Thor can turn anything into a shield. Did you say his full name?
Oh, problem solved. Everyone's free now.
Ha! I do like how they had the time to take over and then put, like stationary everywhere.
Yeah. But this is all taking place in Spokane, Washington.
You're adopted.
Nobody in this movie was, don't worry.
I heard about Thor like a week into this movie, so I didn't really give a shit anymore.
I'm leaving this movie in like a few minutes or yeah. something.
Ah, no, bro.
No.
Oh, duels.
Non-alcoholic.
Beer is hilarious.
I'm gonna do that sex thing.
Cause that's a good idea. When like North Korea's after you.
Or maybe you go treat that bullet wound.
Well.
Man,
I got the beer.
Way to be a cock block, North Korea.
They killed the God of Thunder.
There's 10 minutes of this movie left, goddammit! Stay on your ass! So am I good? Can I go Thor now?
And so he went to Asgard to become Odin's son.
So all in all, I'd say it worked out pretty well. Yeah, no way this army could track us high school kids.
There's a tracking device, right? That's just sci-fi mumbo jumbo.
Huh? No, guys, that's... You're being ignorant.
They tagged the other black guy.
Yeah, he was so charismatic and easy to love.
Easy to love.
Like a knife. Man, you a cool bitch, Erica. This is such a hard decision to make, guy we don't know.
It's easier just to rip it out of him than it is to...
There's no time, Chris. Even though there's, like, no sign of North Korea after that.
Even though this, like, blatantly waiting game right now...
Even though, like, they're probably, like, disarray because their leader is dead.
Yeah, and their, like, magical box is gone.
If only we were to communicate, but our radios got stolen. Our one radio. See ya. V for victory,
Wolverines.
I guess.
Bye, guys. Never forget you.
Whatever your name was.
Tulsi Harvey, hi.
It's hilarious. It was just like a tank just rolled up and just ran him over. I could use that helicopter earlier.
That would have helped a lot. Because North Korea doesn't seem like they have air support anymore.
It's just I can't really figure out why they took him and not you, but I mean, you know, the world's weird like that. Maybe go win a football game now. I don't know.
That did not foreshadow anything.
I was the quarterback for my football team, so I think I'm pretty qualified to take over the Wolverines.
They should have done this at day two. Check out my pictures.
they put like a minigun on the Mustang.
Yay, the end! Wait, no?
You deserve to be here!
I feel like Hulk Hogan would have made this movie a lot better.
We know something Wolverines, dude. Why wasn't this, like, day three of the movie where, like, hey, we should probably release all these people that want revenge and get the hell out of prison? and one person grabs the American flag instead of a gun.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay, I guess ready for Red Dawn 2.
So, that literally ends with us not knowing what happens?
They're gonna continue the fight, man. Matt's gonna lead up. Matt's gonna lead the victory. Maybe. Even though, the foreshadowing football game, he lost. So it's like, he can't win a football high school football game, so how's he gonna win, like, a rebellion?
Oh, wow.
There was a drunk officer? Oh, yeah, that guy.
You know, there's a really disturbing trend of not ending movies.
Where they should end?
Well, where they should end, but also, you know...
Yeah, at least you're...
Like, that movie just didn't have an end, it just stopped. There's a difference between a movie having an ending and a movie just ending,
We're gonna keep the fight going, bro.
That
was the new guy, like, this is our leader.
We're gonna do it.
It's like a football game, guys. We're at, like, the 10-yard line, but we gotta take it to the touchdown. We gotta
Halfway through that movie, Thor was made, and then they realized that they couldn't afford...
Chris Hemsworth anymore.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth
They also probably ran out of money, because it's like, well, guys, last day of shooting, the studio is broke, so...
Yeah. I mean, Josh Peck was actually CG'd into the entire movie, so...
Green screen, yep.
Yeah. I mean, he was Zac Efron, and then they had to digitally remove him.
Now, I did like the original script was like, China takes over this town.
Yep.
Before the Chinese were like, what did you do?
Yeah, before they were like, oh, wait, you own us?
Oh, wait, we probably need to release this movie in China?
Yeah. What do you mean China owns like 35% of Hollywood? Yeah. Oh, no.
They should have done like what Call of Duty Ghost did, which is like all of South America joins together. The Federation.
Well, guys, one thing's for sure, I will not ever watch this movie ever again.
Yeah, probably. I mean, just watch the original, because the original is so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie has its moments, but it's, like, really, really rare.
You can't match...
They're for all the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah.
You can't match the magic that is Patrick Swayze.
That movie was a little more realistic, because wasn't there, like, training, like, half-assed, and then, like, they took...
Oh, yeah.
They had, weird military...
It was, like, a year. Because, like, they got to be in, like, spring, and then it was, like, into, like, the winter, and they were still fighting.
Yeah, and, so, like that like, made Powers, sense in a term
and, like,
of their...
They were kind of shitty, and then, like, Powers Booth showed up, and, like, well, I'm an actual military guy, so I can train you kids.
Yeah, like, when Jeffrey Dean Morgan showed up, they're like, hey, kids, it's time to learn how to survival, like...
They had Chris Hemsworth, though. He's a Marine. They had 2 days of training.
And a whole lot of, like, not recruiting. Yeah. Which would have helped so much. But can you imagine I want to see, like, the perspective of, like, the everyday people who, like, didn't get involved. You know, like, they're just, like, working at Subway. Yeah. They're fucking, like, going about their lives.
Why the hell were there some, like, sandwich artists at Subway?
Like, I just, like... Are they trying to, like, pretend, like, this didn't happen? Yeah. That's why in Red Dawn, the original, they're just like, everything is terrible. That's why nothing's working.
Like, they opened, like, a communist, like, recruitment building and shit, and, like, everyone was locked out. Like, they locked every single person. Like, they locked the entire town in, like, that internment camp, basically.
Yeah, and that made sense. Like, this, like, wait,
like,
so...
Here, like, Harry and Stanton was, like, locked up, and that's where we got, like, the, Avenge me! Avenge me, boys!
So this wasn't based on a true story, right? Wow.
You know what's hilarious, too, is, like, the year this came out, that Homefront game came out, which is actually written by the guy who wrote Red Dawn.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's why it was such a tremendous success,
yeah,
I
and
guess.
Yeah, they're both, like, North Korea invading America, somehow. I like how it's just, like, they had an EMP.
Which we couldn't show you, because that cost money.
It's like, Jeffrey Morgan, like, explains it all in, like, 2 seconds of, like, yeah, they dropped nukes on us, and then parachuted people in, and they caught us by surprise.
Yeah, but, like, we needed that maybe 20 minutes into the movie, not, like, near the end, where we don't care anymore, you know? Like,
And the original makes more sense, too, because it's, like, they came up through the middle, because they recruited Cuba.
I thought they came up through, Alaska, like, from that
side.
Yeah,
but, like, there's, like, the main bad guy in the original one was Cuban.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I would say one of the worser, that's not a word, but like,
it is now.
Least good remakes that has been made. So, like, I'll put it up, like, up there with, like, did you guys see the Thing remake or, like, the prequel remake?
Yeah, that was bad, but not as bad as
this. Yeah, I mean, this is, like, this is just, like, people know this name, right? Even though it makes no sense to remake it. Because it was such a product of the 80s.
I mean, they could have remade it and done something a little different. But this could have been, like, a completely different movie, you know?
Yeah. It probably was a different movie. And it was like, hey, no one's using Red Dawn.
let's buy the name. And then that's what we got. I don't know. You know what it is? It's going to just be, like, fodder for remakes of, like, not to remake again, hopefully.
Yeah. Probably won't see Red Dawn 2 anytime soon.
I wish it came, you know, I kind of do want a Red Dawn 2 just to see, like, more Josh Peck, like, action star.
Christ. Yeah, guys, we're gonna take the fight to Korea this time.
Yes.
They get the wrong Korea, they get, like, South Korea, so everyone's, like, dancing and Gundam styling.
Bro, why is everyone playing StarCraft? I thought this was, like, they were, like, invading us.
So easy to take over this. They're not paying attention.
Yeah. tell me where Kim Jong-un is. So anyway, Red Dawn remake,
Not their best.
I mean, you probably just watched it with us, so you know. If for some reason you listen to this without watching the movie, then you should have watched the movie. But So I think probably do it for this edition of the commentary. If you want more from us, go to everythingaction.com, facebook.com/everything.action, twitter.com/evaction. You can email us at contact@everythingaction.com. Find our regular podcast episodes and also our commentaries on iTunes by searching for us. And also get our app on the iTunes store as well. And everythingaction.tumblr.com is our Tumblr. So for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next commentary.